It's time for another StoryCorps segment marking the 10th anniversary of Lexington's no smoking ordinance. The history-making vote represented a significant cultural shift in tobacco-rich Kentucky and inspired other counties, cities, and towns to follow Lexington's lead. Today we hear from someone whose life and livelihood became affected by the rising tide of anti-tobacco sentiment. Lexingtonian Frank Penn and his family cultivated and sold tobacco for generations. He talks with longtime Herald Leader reporter Jamie Luke about the changing nature of his business.
Frank, I know a little bit about your history. I think your dad was one of the Penn brothers.
That's correct.
And they operated the Penn Brothers Tobacco Warehouse, which was described as the biggest warehouse in, and it was located in Lexington, which was the world's largest burley tobacco market. So there's a whole lot of leaf tobacco in your history, I expect.
There is. We, like you said, they bought the warehouse in 1950. I was born in 45, so I don't remember when it was purchased, but I remember working there. And my really whole goal in life was to run that tobacco warehouse, and things changed as we went down the road. But it was the largest burley tobacco warehouse under one roof. It covered 7 acres. And we would sell anywhere from 3 to 4 million pounds a year there.
An interesting thing happened, I guess it was probably in the mid-90s, when Congress started talking about FDA regulation of tobacco. And people understood that there was a lot of sympathy for tobacco farmers, I think. And yet, you know, there was a lot of pressure to do something about, you know, this, you know, like the one legal product that used as directed will kill you. And some health group, I think the health group started this, but there was an outreach to farmers and some effort to kind of build a coalition of tobacco farmers and people who were health advocates, public health advocates. And I think you were in on that pretty early. Do you remember how that started?
Well, yeah, I remember a lot of good and bad things involved in that. You know, people won't believe this, but we actually hauled tobacco to Frankfort and threw it in the river. Yeah, over the bridge.
I think I was there that day.
kind of like the Boston Tea Party. And it was not because of anything other than FDA regulations. We wanted to keep the FDA off the farm. It was just a public gesture of defiance is what it actually was. And that just continued all into Lexington. And Lexington's always been a progressive community, and we've always been a big health community. And I was president of Council of Burley Tobacco, talking about an unlucky time.
I remember, I'm pretty sure it was one of those early coalition meetings. Scott Balin, remember him?
Right, I do. I hadn't thought about him in a long time.
He was with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
Spoke Creek Kids, he sure was.
And he was, you know, he and others were struggling to find a way to somehow protect farmers but still reduce tobacco use and regulate tobacco. And I remember we were sitting in one of those meetings, and there was a lot of talk about, I guess, the health effects of tobacco. And you turned to me and you said, "Am I a drug dealer?" And I was kind of taken aback, and I thought about it for a minute, and I turned back to you, and I said, "No, you're not the drug dealer. You're like the peasant who's raising the coca leaves or the heroin poppies in Afghanistan." And you thought for a minute. You said, "Well, I think I'd rather be the drug dealer."
Yeah. Well, I would, because there's more money involved in it.
I'd
forgotten that.
That stuck with me because I think it sort of shows the conflict that so many people in this state have had about tobacco.
We were slow to come to the secondhand smoke issue. And I had to learn a lot on that.
Well, how do you think it's worked out? This is the 10th anniversary of the smoking ban in Lexington.
It's worked out better than I imagined it would. Not for the tobacco farmer, but it certainly worked out for the health. And I think we're all more conscious of our health situation. And we are in the secondhand smoke thing. You can't argue that anymore. And an old dog learns new tricks. It just takes him longer.
Fayette County tobacco farmer Frank Penn talking with the Lexington Herald Leader's Jamie Luke about the 10-year anniversary of the no smoking ordinance. Special thanks to the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy at kcsp.uky.edu for sharing the audio. We'll take another visit to the StoryCorps booth next Thursday at the same time here on WUKY.